Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. The man who can't tell time. How about that? It's good to be with you, Mr. Wonderful, here at your service. And always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You can see how much fun we have. And if you've been listening already, you know how much fun we have. And you also know, if you've been listening for a while, you know that we consider you continuing to listen a sign of high intelligence. So congratulations on that milestone. Kevin Frank is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the NFIB. He's a legislative affairs manager over at the National Federation of Independent Business. As you know, NFIB is an organization I've been telling you about for, well, since day one, basically. In fact, since day one. My very first guest on my show back in 1997 was Cleta Mitchell, who was chief counsel, as I remember, in those days over at the NFIB, and still a good friend. And Kevin is here to talk to us about a very important topic, but perhaps one that you haven't thought about in terms of it being something you need to be concerned about. If you've been listening to my show for very long, you know that I've been talking about the Employee Free Choice Act, which is not free choice at all. It's a lie, basically. That title of that bill is a lie. But we've been talking about it on the show for a while, and Kevin's here with some information that I think you're going to find very interesting, because I've been telling you that small businesses need to know more about this topic. But Kevin's got some information that I think will prove that I was right. And you know how I like being proven right. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad you started it out that way. We do like to call it the misnamed Employee Free Choice Act. We like to call it the Employee No Choice Act.
Well, I called it a lie.
It's a forced unionization bill, and it's moving through Congress with uncharacteristic speed. There's a very thin legislative record on this that's pretty much talking points from the national unions, which have contributed millions of dollars to the last election. And as you know, the new Democratic Congress means business, and business means taking care of friends. And with the millions that they've put in, they want payback, and they want it now. And this is probably the first bill that they want through, and they want it through pretty quickly.
Let's talk about what we have currently, what we have had for all these years in terms of getting organization of workers in any company. Tell us about the process that we currently have and have had now for a long time.
Well, the current law, and it's based on employees should not have to reveal to anyone how they exercise the right to choose when they're facing unionization. And that's why current law advocates a federally supervised secret ballot election.
Secret ballot, ladies and gentlemen, just like your ballot when you vote for members of Congress or president or the local councilwoman. It's a secret ballot. That's the part of the bedrock of our society, isn't it? Of this country, isn't it, Kevin?
I agree. You know, at a time when we're spending tremendous resources to support free elections around the world, it makes no sense to roll back the clock on our own workplace elections by abolishing these kind of elections. What it advocates for, this bill, it's actually a very, very simple bill, only a few provisions. It would wipe that out. And I'd like to point out that card checks are nothing new. Currently,
Hold on, Kevin.
Okay,
before we get into that, I want to stick with a couple of things here. Number one, folks, the current system and the system we've had all these years is the secret ballot, where if 100 people are voting to organize, a 100-person company, and there's a vote to whether to organize or not, you can vote, and when they count the votes, nobody knows how anybody voted, and the total tells the tale. Whatever the majority is, that's what happens. But nobody knows who voted unless somebody tells how they voted. The new system under this proposed system, I should say, the Employee Free Choice Act, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, is where everyone is handed a card. Let's walk through the logistics of this. Everyone is handed a card, and somebody stands in front of you with when they handed you the card and watches how you vote.
Well, if you're fortunate enough to even get a card, I mean, this is all external organizing, so it's not done internally by employees themselves. This would be unions confronting targeted members, and they're very good at this, members that they see susceptible. And absolutely, if it's not a parking lot, it's them targeting your home. If they got your information off.
So it's not done in a meeting hall or anything like that necessarily, right?
No. Well, it's like I said, it's targeted.
It could be done other places.
If they get you at home at dinner, that's where they're going to get you.
And they've got the card they're holding. They give you the card, and you check however you want. And the person who gave it to you knows how you voted. No
That's
secret
correct.
About it.
That's correct.
And when we come back, Kevin's going to tell us about why small business owners should care about this. And I mean people with only maybe a dozen or so employees, maybe 8 employees. 20Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog while you're there. Those of you who have been doing that, thank you for that. And all the other things that are there. More stuff to come, I promise you. Folks, I've got some new stuff to tell you about. I'm just about to burst to tell you about it. I just can't wait to tell you about it, but we just have a little bit more work to do. When we do, though, when we're through, and it's going to be very soon, I promise you, very soon, just hold on to your hats. We're going to be telling you about some new stuff. We just got a little bit more to do, so that when you get there, when we give it to you, and that's what we're going to do, we're going to give it to you. I have a gift that I'll be giving to you very soon, and when we do, you'll be able to see the power of it. And if you thought we've been helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful up to now, wait just a little bit longer, and you'll see what I mean when I say that you're my heroes and that we want to do whatever we can to help you. Someone else who does that, ladies and gentlemen, who takes that very seriously, is the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB, an organization I've been a member of for a long time, someone that I've been a member, I've been telling you about them for a long time. Kevin Frank works for them. He is legislative affairs manager there. He's working on this alleged Employee Free Choice Act, which I consider to be a lie and a travesty. But that's NFIB.com, right, Kevin?
That's correct. Well, it's at .org.
Is it? Okay, .org. And I was thinking they also had a .com, but anyway, .org, check that out when you get a chance, folks. And if an NFIB person comes by to ask you to join their organization, they do a lot of great things for small business, and I encourage you to do that, as I have been doing now for over 15 years. Kevin, we're talking about this new bill that's going through Congress. Where is it now? Has it passed the House?
Well, it has not passed the House. It's set for a vote on Thursday. It did pass through committee on a very party line vote.
So it's going to be voted in the House on Thursday?
Correct.
Is there a similar bill in the Senate?
We have not seen an introduction yet in the Senate.
So we've got to have one over there first before they can get together, right? You can't just pass a law just out of the House. There's got to be a corresponding one in the Senate, and then they get together in committee and work out the details. Well, Kevin, tell the audience of employers, of many of them less than 50, less than 20, less than 10 employees, why they should care about the Employee Free Choice Act?
You don't have to go much further than what's on paper right in front of us. Election statistics from the National Labor Relations Board, who would be...
Union elections statistics.
Correct. And this would be the body that would fairly supervise these elections. They demonstrate that the bulk of union organization campaigns will target small business. About 2,700 elections they did in 2005, 20% of them were less than 10 employees. Full 70% about bargaining units at less than 50. So we have a lot of reason to think that they're going to target small business, especially if collecting cards is going to be the way that companies are going to be unionized.
Approximately 2,700 union elections in 06. Is it 06? Is that right,
That
Kevin?
Was fiscal year ending September 30th on in 2005.
2005, all right.
Correct.
2,700 or so union elections, folks, of which 20% of those elections, so that would be about 540 of those would be, is that right? Yeah, about 540 of those would be...
Fewer than 10 employees.
Okay. And so that's tiny, those are tiny businesses, folks, as we all know. And 70%, so that'd be about 3,500. I'm sorry, 70% of what would that be? About 1,500 of those 2,700 would be under 50 employees.
That's correct.
Now think about that, folks. So if you think the unions aren't migrating downward, And one of the reasons they're doing this, Kevin, is because they're desperate. Their ranks, their numbers are they're bleeding members like crazy, aren't they?
That's correct. Yeah, they're down to about 8% in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so this is getting out of hand for them, and so they're going down to the smaller folks. And you know, I could see where if they're going to organize the smaller companies, Kevin. The unions need this check card thing, don't they?
It's just so much easier. If you only have 10 employees, getting a majority only takes, you know, finding a few people at the same place and getting them to sign cards. And the misinformation and intimidation factor can be through the roof. Sometimes people think they're just signing a card to get information, and sometimes they're just signing a card to get these guys off their back, and they don't realize is what they're doing is they're forcing unionization.
Well, the main thing, folks, is that is the fact that we're going from a secret ballot to an open ballot, not even a ballot, but do you want to? It's almost like, do you want to be part of the Christmas club, you know? This is very serious business, but the only thing about it, though, Kevin, I know that you and I have to get this message out, and we need to stop this in its tracks. But if it's not even been taken up in the Senate, what does that mean? Does that mean that Congress isn't taking this seriously, or what does it mean?
There's not going to be much of a compromise in the House. With the bill having 227 co-sponsors, it's probably going to move through, and it's kind of going to be a show of union power. When this bill moves through the House, the real fight is going to be in the Senate, so they'll take up this House bill.
Hold on to that thought, Kevin. We're going to come right back, folks, and talk to Kevin some more. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasing. We're visiting with Kevin Frank. He's with the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. He's legislative affairs manager there, and he's the guy who's in charge of tracking this alleged Employee Free Choice Act, this lie, which I call it a lie because it's not really free choice at all, folks. It's almost Gestapo tactics, the things that are going to be happening if they pass this thing. And Kevin, what I'd like for you to do now is tell the audience what. All right, let's assume that the bill is passed. And the people the union folks have started organizing your people. What are the chances that you wouldn't even know that was going on?
Well, it's an open-ended process, and they would do their best, definitely, to try to keep you uninformed about the organizing drive in total.
So the first thing that would happen would be maybe they would show up and say, here are a majority of your employees who have agreed to unionize.
And that's the day you'll know you're organized.
Okay, and what if you refuse? What if you don't? What are you supposed to do with that information?
Well, if you do refuse, you will already have a union contract in your hands, and most likely, the union is just going to tell you, well, here's your contract, and by federal law, you're going to have 120 days to agree to this contract. If you don't, a government arbiter is going to come in here and set the wages and benefit terms for your business.
Will you be able to negotiate or put any kind of provisions of your own in there?
You will be able to try to negotiate, but it's only if the union, it's probably going to be a big national union, is willing to compromise. But if not, this is called the mandatory arbitration provision. It's the second provision in the bill. It basically gives them complete control of your business. If you're lucky, like I said, you'll be able to compromise some things. But if the reason for the unions to organize your business is to increase unions' numbers, to increase the percentages that they can say that they're increasing wages around the country, most likely they're not going to be willing to meet terms on most things.
So here's the deal. One day you show up for work, you open up your business, and sometime during the day a union representative comes in and says, while you were away or over the weekend or whatever, we talked to all your employees, and here we have a majority of cards totaling a majority of your employees who want to organize. And so sign here, basically. Press hard, you're going through three carpets, the last copy is yours. One of those kinds of things. Is that what you're saying? Is that basically what it amounts to?
That's correct.
If you say no, then they say, okay, within 120 days, a U.S. Arbiter will come in, arbitrator will come in, mm-hmm. and we'll sit down with you and explain to you what you have to do.
That's correct. And it's going to be a government official that's probably has very, very little knowledge of what your business is like. Mm-hmm. And the sort of things that you can afford. I mean, you very, very well could be forced to accept unacceptable terms of wages and benefits.
So you're saying that they would be telling you how much you would be paying your employees and what benefits you'd be providing?
That would be absolutely correct.
In America, this is going to happen in America.
That's what they're hoping.
But it's got to get through Congress, folks. This is a scenario that we're talking about that hasn't happened yet because it hasn't passed the House and the Senate and gotten and been signed. But of course, isn't this the kind of thing that President Bush would veto?
Yes, I think the real fight that we're going to see on this is in the Senate, and if it does get through the Senate, and that's why this House vote is so important, because if it is a very lopsided vote, it will show union power, and I think there would be a little bit more chance the Senate would pick this up. But we have been promised a presidential veto.
Well, I will tell you this, folks: if you think this can't get through, this is the big brother of the minimum wage increase that is going to go through and that the president will sign if it gets through the Senate and the House.
And card checks are successful 90% of the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is the unions going beyond federal law and taking these sort of things into their own hands.
The minimum wage, Kevin, is the greasing of the skids for the card check program, the alleged free choice, Employee Free Choice Act. It's the first step in that whole string of bills, isn't it?
Correct.
It's all driven by
a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of other things like this. So, folks, the minimum wage is going to go through. I mean, they're negotiating it in committee right now, aren't they, Kevin?
That's correct. We were able to, and that's one of the things the NFIB worked very hard on. Looked like a minimum wage bill was going to pass. We're doing everything we can to get some tax incentives on there to help all of our small business guys.
So we'll keep you posted, Kevin. We'll continue to keep us posted on this as the time goes by. And eventually, I'm going to get one of the union folks on and get their story on this. Hey, Kevin, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.